The Migrant Children Crisis. Every year, millions of people seek asylum in hopes of finding a safer or better life. Desperate families often cross borders illegally to escape poverty, disease, war, and a multitude of other hardships. The journey for most migrants is long and dangerous. With children in tow, it is even more arduous, and for many migrant families, the threat of being separated from each other is their greatest fear. In the spring of 2018, this nightmare became a reality for many families trying to cross into the United States. That's when President Trump's zero tolerance of illegal migration went into effect. Under his new policy, illegal migrants would be immediately detained for prosecution. Attorney General Jeff Sessions warned, "If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you, and that child may be separated from you as required by law." When a nursing baby was taken from her Honduran mother by U.S. border agents, the unfolding crisis became headline news. Approximately 2,500 migrant children were separated from their parents at the southern U.S. border in the first 6 weeks following the Attorney General's announcement. Since children cannot be prosecuted in the U.S., they were placed in temporary shelters and detention centers while their parents awaited charges. The new policy created overcrowding in the holding areas and included no plans for the reunification of families. One large facility in Texas, housing 1,500 unaccompanied minors, was a former Walmart store. The UN's top human rights official called the new U.S. policy government-sanctioned child abuse. Many psychologists and doctors agreed with the UN that breaking up migrant families was a serious violation of children's rights. Research shows that separating children from parents often results in toxic stress, which can cause many health problems, including long-term effects on children's developing brains. On June 20, 2018, President Trump caved to pressure and signed an executive order allowing migrant families to stay together while awaiting prosecution. This reversal introduced new problems since children can only be kept in detention for 20 days in the U.S. In countries with strict immigration laws, undocumented children often live in constant fear of their parents being deported. In some cases, parents are deported without their children. Immigration workers and lawyers agree that reuniting families becomes much more difficult when parents and children no longer share the same soil.